Hello, this is Phil Giuliani here on the podcast, Dr. Phil / Gift of Grace. First, I want to thank everyone who's listened over the years. I don't remember when it started, but there are 800 and some podcasts on there now, and I really appreciate the fact that so many of you listen. Today, I'm going to do another one of the, what I call short ones, as opposed to the almost half hour and almost hour ones that you're used to. And I've basically scheduled these because, well, I shouldn't say scheduled, I've basically set these up because I want to start to talk about the importance of reading and studying Scripture, reading and studying God's Word, and doing it in kind of short segments so that you can listen to the whole thing at once. You don't get distracted and bored with it. It gives you time to process it and then maybe come back when the next one pops up, because this is going to be kind of a continuing thing, maybe each of them being, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes, 5 to 15 minutes long. And I got started with this, and for those of you that know me personally, know my frustration with the fact that the scriptural knowledge that is in the churches, in the believing community in general, is really, really poor. There's very poor knowledge of the Old Testament, the Tanakh. There's a little bit better knowledge of the Gospels. There's some knowledge of Paul's letters, but Peter's letters and John's letters and Hebrews and the knowledge is lacking. And there was a survey done that said that scriptural knowledge in our time is what a 12-year-old knew in the year 1900. Not sure how they did that, but I believe it. And it's just such a tragedy that we don't feel enough about God's Word, that we want to spend time in it, that we want to learn it, that we want to plumb the depths of it. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, the Spirit plumbs the depths of God. We want to get the depths of the Word out, because all of the Word is inspired. All of the Word is literally breathed out by the Holy Spirit. And so today I wanted to start with something we'll be coming back to probably a lot. And you hopefully all know this. If you don't, two verses that you should read. You should read over again. You should read over again. You might commit to memory, at least in a paraphrase. But it's 2 Timothy chapter 3:16. Paul writes so much to Timothy about studying the Scripture and how he's known the Scripture since his early childhood. And at that time, of course, the only Scripture Timothy had was the Old Testament, was the Tanakh. But that's going to be the subject of a different talk. Today we're going to look at, I just want to mention 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Wow, that sounds pretty important. First of all, the Scriptures are breathed out by God. He says inspiration. This is a New King James translation, and inspiration, of course, is a word we all use. And because of our respiratory function, we inspire air and we expire air. And the authors of the text inspire the word. They are inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit breathes out the word. In fact, If you've studied the New Testament in Greek, you know that that phrase there is actually means all scripture is breathed out by God. Theopneustos, breathed out by God. And it's profitable for doctrine. Why? Because it's his very word. It's his very truth with a capital T. For reproof and correction. Boy, there's a touchy subject in our time. But you're supposed to use the scripture, this inspired word that the Holy Spirit breathed out, for reproof and correction and for instruction in righteousness, so that you could be equipped for every good work. So it sounds like the word is very important, even if you worry more about doing good works than you do about scripture study, so to speak. And they are both very important. But Paul says that the word equips you to do every good work. So it's, even in that sense, it is incredibly important that you study it. And the idea that God breathes out the word goes back to our relationship with him. Why do we have to have scriptures? Why do we have to have a Bible? Well, the reason is we cannot know the nature of God. We cannot know what he's like. We cannot know how he thinks, what he thinks, what he would like us to do, how we can live our lives without having the scriptures. Because we have no way to deduce that on our own. There's no experiment you can set up that will tell you that. There's no mathematical equation you can set up that will tell you that. He has to reveal it to you. You remember when Peter made his great confession at Caesarea Philippi, Jesus doesn't say to him, "Wow, Peter, great job. I'm impressed. I didn't think you had this figured. Wow, good job." No, he says, "You didn't figure this out. My Father revealed it to you." In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. How many people? No one. No one. Not one person can say Jesus is Lord unless the Holy Spirit is acting on him. And so God reveals himself through his word. And this is one of the reasons that we have a chosen people. I don't say that we had a chosen people. We have a chosen people, who, of course, are the Jews, the Israelites. They are the chosen people, starting with Abraham, because, number one, God fashioned a people for himself that were separated from the rest of the world. Or I should say, were to be separated from the rest of the world. Just like we, as followers of Jesus, should be separated from the rest of the world, not trying harder and harder to be like the world, like the majority of churches are not doing. So he chose a people that he could reveal himself to. This is why they are the covenant people. They got the revelations. And secondly, of course, Messiah as the God-man, Jesus of Nazareth as the God-man, had to have real flesh and blood biology, real flesh and blood humanity. And of course, he needed a people to come from to have that heredity. So those are the two reasons that we have chosen people. But the revelation to those people was the Torah, the first five books. In fact, if you want to see something I put together some years ago, which is a very, very superficial study of Torah, there are 33 sessions of it. I recently videoed it while I was doing it at a group and made a new YouTube site called The Torah Class. So if you go to YouTube and search for The Torah Class, you should see it. And all 33 sessions are there. But God reveals himself through Torah and starts the plan of salvation. So these are holy words that are breathed out and they're for our instruction. They're for our instruction in righteousness. They're to equip us for our life. And I'm going to just close by a verse in John 5, verse 39, where Jesus is talking with the religious leaders and says, all the scriptures testify of me. In other words, everything in the scripture is about him. Torah, the prophets, the writings, the gospels, the letters, Revelation, all the scriptures are about him. And so having said that, I think it's pretty important that we study that scripture. If we've given our lives to Jesus and repented of our sins and want to follow him and want to have a relationship with him, it seems to me that we should want to know what he said in his word, what the revelation of the Godhead is, which is in the scriptures, the plan of salvation, which unfolds through the whole scripture. So I'm going to go on with this periodically, make these shorter little, they're not really lessons, they're just little pronouncements, I guess. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll subscribe and keep track of it and pick up on the next one. Well, thanks for listening.